Watcher, and a big welcome to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I've had to faff around with this first song, as the CD is badly scuffed. Do you remember when CDs first came out? They were described as indestructible. Huh.
Thank you.
Well, my hard work of trying to clean up the CD obviously has worked. That sounded fine to me. I think I can safely guarantee that you won't have heard of this artist. I hadn't until I accidentally found this CD in a bin in a local record shop. She is Katrina Fountain. Yes, South African-born, as you could tell from that wonderful township music. But for all her talent, she's only made one other album, and that was in India. I hope she makes more. That was Happy Mianza. Mianza being a wild fruit, a bit like custard apple, and it comes in big and small sizes. That information is from the liner notes. I am not an exotic fruit expert. Recorded in Joburg, late 98, early 99. Valencia Felito, keyboards, Brian Paul bass, Barry Van Zyl drums, and Mandla Magabi percussion. Katrina Fountain, tenor on this song, soprano and flute on the others. And after my warnings of the physical state of the album, it sounded just fine. Next, a rarity, a vocal version of a Miles Davis compo.
See the sky, you and I, see the sky, and you and I are all blues, all shades, whoa, hues, whoa, blues, yeah. Some blues are sad, some are rather glad, they are dark or sad, oh, bright or glad, but they're all blues, they're all shades, all hues, all blues, yeah, all blues. Just the color. You know that I am hears all blues. Thank you.
The leader on this Concord July 96 recorded album is guitarist Kenny Burrell. It's called Kenny Burrell and the Jazz Heritage All-Stars, live at the Blue Note, although it doesn't say which Blue Note. New York, most likely, but Chicago is a possibility. That was Miles's All Blues. The singer was Vanessa Rubin. Steve Touré is back with us on trombone. Jerome Richardson, tenor. Jimmy Owens, trumpet. Sir Roland Hanna, piano. Ray Drummond, bass. And Sherman Ferguson, drums. Here's a trio. Tenor, drums, and Hammond B3. James Carter Organ Trio on an MRC album recorded Feb 2011 in New York and called At the Crossroads. The song we've just heard being JC off the set. James Carter tenor, Gerard Gibbs Hammond B3, Leonard King Jr. drums. The lineup varies from track to track and the trio varies too, from three of them, logically, up to six or seven, rather less logically. It's Ellington time. Thank you. And that's from the wonderful Columbia LP, Piano in the Foreground. At this point, we must mention its equally brilliant sister LP, Piano in the Background. Both LPs are worth a 3-wow rating. We heard 100 Dreams Ago, another Ellington Cobber making its solitary appearance. Recorded in LA, March 61. Duke Piano, Dr. Aaron Bell Bass, Sam Woodyard Drums. I slipped in that Ellington Piano Bass Drums lineup number, as here comes a big band version of some Ellingtonia. It's called Snibor, which is actually a Billy Strayhorn compo, although the LP is called, rather inevitably, Ellington Train. Snibor, which is Robbins spelt backwards. That's by a Spanish band called La Locomotora Negro, which is then translated as Black Train. And in fact, the record label has a little picture of a black train on it. My Spanish is close to non-existent, but even I would agree that's a good translation. This is a fabulous LP, recorded November 85 in, I think, Barcelona. All Ellington and Ellingtonian compos, from the very early days doing the Voom Voom, Rent Party Blues, through the usual Ellington standards, and up to the 60s. I found it in a collection of Ellington records by chance. I'm pleased I did. Sadly, it's very unlikely that you will also be able to find one. I imagine it didn't travel much past Spain. Buddy Collette is next.
Thank you.
Challenge LP called, predictably, Everybody's Buddy, recorded by Reed Man Buddy Collette in Hollywood, California, May 57. His own compo, I Still Love You. Collette on flute, alto flute here, alto sax and clarinet on the other songs. He was an early advocate for the flute in jazz, almost a pioneer. He'd been a founder member of the very well-known Chico Hamilton Quintet in 55-56, which had brought him to the public's attention. He made a number of excellent records as a leader, but much preferred life on the West Coast, as opposed to touring, and he stayed in and around L.A., playing clubs, session work, teaching. Howard Roberts guitar, Dick Shreve piano, Eugene Wright bass, Bill Richmond drums. Let's have another vocal, and again it's unusual to find lyrics with a Cannonball Adderley compo.
Always screaming cause I'm suffering so. Lifestyle dealt me such a terrible blow. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Misery caught me and I'm feeling low. Trouble follows me wherever I go. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Trouble's one thing I understand, seems to be a part of me. Misery and me go hand in hand, never ever let me be. Sure as I'm born, one thing I know, the bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Suffering so. Lifestyle dealt me such a terrible blow. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe, woe. Misery caught me and faith laid low. Trouble follows me wherever I go. It's just a sack of woe. The trouble's one thing I understand, seems to be a part of me. Misery and me go hand in hand, never ever let me be. Trouble I'm born, one thing I know, the bag I'm in is just a sack of woe.
Yes, a Cannonball Adderley compo, a funky soul number called Sack of Woe. We talked about John Hendricks's lyric writing abilities just last week. John Hendricks added the words to Sack of Woe. This 2014 album is by Jamie Cullum, making, I think, his first appearance on our show. And here on Sack of Woe, he sings and plays piano, and it seems that Ross Stanley also plays piano. James Allsop tenor, trumpet by Fulvio Sigorta. Rianne Vosloo bass, Tim Giles drums. This is a fun album called Interlude. Here's our Sonorama of Germany slot, although it comes from Switzerland.
Thank you.
vibes belong to the Swiss composer and arranger Remo Rau, recorded live at the Café Africana in Zurich, August 61. Rau and his all-Swiss, all-non-professional quartet played at the club every Tuesday evening for well over 2 years. Renato Anselmi, piano, Roger Pierre, bass, and Alex Barley, drum. And that was a Hank Mobley original, Carol's Interlude. It's Interlude Week. This LP is called An Evening at the Café Africana, Volume 1. But I've never seen a Volume 2. Yet, I should add, but I will continue the search. Talking of interludes, we're just going to pop back to April Short and Sweet, April 1937 in New York. The old traditional song, Swanee River, or rather, Way Down Upon the Swanee River. Trumpeter Erskine Hawkins is the leader of this 14-piece big band. It was originally an iteration of the Alabama State Teachers College Band, where Hawkins was a student. Its name was shortened to Bama State Collegians, and eventually became the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra. A year after their version of Swanee River, they had a big hit with Tuxedo Junction, and their popularity rocketed and carried them through to the early 50s, before Hawkins disbanded the big band in favour of smaller groups, as almost everybody did in the early 50s. Let's have another vocal.
My heart to wear.
mine. You are a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter than wine. I will return. I will return. I'll come back for the to his love so fair, and so she died, dreaming of his kiss was honey,
and it's another newcomer to our show, the gospel and jazz singer Liz Wright. That's Liz with two Z's or two Z's. I've got a number of her records, so she ought to have popped up before this, but I've long given up looking for logic in my playlists. Recorded December 2004 in upstate New York. Bill Frisell, guitar. Chris Bruce, also guitar. David Pilch, bass. Earl Harvin, drums. Jeff Haynes, percussion. This Verve album is called Dreaming Wide Awake. Let's come bang up to date. Bang up to date-ish.
Thank you.
I think, off the top of my head, this is the first medley of these two wonderful songs that I've heard. No, surely not. Somebody must have put Paul McCartney's Yesterday with Jerome Kern's Yesterday's before this. Even if they have, it won't have sounded better than this piano solo version by Eric Reed in New York, Jan 2017. Next, Eye of the Hurricane. Of the Hurricane is an Eddie Allen compo. Eddie, or E.J. Allen, as he's often called, is also the leader and trumpet player on this Enger July 99 Brooklyn, New York recorded album called Summer Days. Dan Fork, tenor, Anthony Wansey, piano, Richie Goods, bass, Cindy Blackman, drums. And it's our closer for this week, and we're going to remember Hamiette Bluett, who died a week or so back at 78. His work was often avant-garde, but he almost reinvented baritone sax playing and jazz with an amazing five-octave range. You might remember him best for his work with the groundbreaking World Saxophone Quartet, four saxophones totally on their own. Here he is soloing on Randy Weston's The Naffs. Other soloists are Oboe Addy, talking drum, and Randy Weston, piano. The rest of the band are Wallace Roney, trumpet, Benny Powell, trombone, Talib Kibwe, soprano, Teddy Edwards, tenor, Yamil Nasser, bass, Charlie Persip, drums. Recorded Feb 93, New York City. Hamiet Blewett. Hope you've had fun, and please rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another edition of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.